There we go, guys.
Blog Talk Radio.
Think about me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Friend, welcome.
Good evening.
We're glad you're here. We're all here. You know, we have our favorites. We have Coach Kevin. We have MMS Sunshine, Valerie. And we have Rudy Rue sitting in again with us tonight. We want to start off. Say hi, guys.
Hello
hey.
There.
Hey.
Hey, everybody.
Nelson, we're going to start off saying good evening to you. You have been in our hearts, our minds, and our prayers for the past 2 weeks. We have prayed for you together and,
yes,
you know, kept you going. You are special heart. Know that we're always there for you. And thank God,
sir.
You're going to be okay.
Amen to that.
Now,
amen.
Now I'm going to have Coach Kevin step in and tell us good evening and what's going on.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you all. Thank you all listeners for listening in. I'm Coach Kevin from the great state of Florida, Tropical Mocha. I welcome each listener. I look forward to a great show tonight, and we have a lot of questions tonight, and I'm just waiting for everybody to respond. Welcome.
Okay. MMS Sunshine Valerie.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? This is your Midwest Mocha Sunshine, and I'm just so excited about tonight. We got some great things, as usual, coming your way. So sit back and relax. It's on tonight.
Okay. And now we have Rudy Rue coming in.
Hey, hey, Rudy Rue in the house. I just want to say hello to everyone. Glad to be here, excited about our topics and whatnot, and can't wait to just dive head first and get on in there.
Thank you. And I'm Queen Mother Pam, and we're all here hoping that we can learn. Some people might get something out of what we're talking about. That's the whole idea. We come with love always. And we also wanted to mention that Nelson is a special friend of ours from the UK. And,
he's from Germany.
I'm sorry, from Germany. Thank you, darling. From Germany that has been reaching out to us each week, each program, and we are happy. We have a great friend in him, and he has a great friend in us. So I'm going to start off. What are some old-fashioned or traditional ways of...
Hold on.
You've been a leader of the bunch all week, but we got something for you. Well, our Midwest single land, we just want to send an announcement out. I don't know if you know this week, Mama Pam had a birthday recently.
Yes.
And we just want to shout out to Mama Pam and tell her happy birthday, how much we love her. And she is one of our big supporters out there, and we have to
acknowledge
her. We happy have to acknowledge her, so we just want to throw it out there.
Oh,
yes. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Queen Mother.
Thank God. So we got to get a chance. Send her a happy birthday shout out once we get off the podcast tonight. We love her. This is an incredible, incredible woman. Now we can go back to our scheduled program. Now we can go back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a wonderful group, a wonderful family here. Believe it or not, people ask about that. We are family. And we talk to each other just like family all the time, you know. And
yes.
You all, you make
and
my
yes
life
indeed.
Wonderful. You all do, and I appreciate it. Thank you, MMS Sunshine. You got me good.
Anytime.
That's right. That's right.
You guys.
Catch this hug now. I'm hugging you right now.
Hug. Group
thank
hug.
Hug and kiss. Yes, hug. Group hug. If we seem like we are something else, because we are. And
that's
I thank
right.
you guys.
Right.
You made my heart feel wonderful at this moment. Thank you. You always do know, but you know that.
Right.
Valerie did call and sing.
Yes, I did.
She did call
and sing. Yeah, we were supposed to sing. We were supposed to sing.
Yeah, we were going to sing.
Are you ready,
all right.
guys?
Yes, we're ready now.
Thank you,
let's
thank
go.
You.
Let's.
All right. What are some of the old-fashioned or traditional ways of dating that have lost or are still valued in 2020, even during the virus, the COVID virus? You know, you're first, Coach Kevin.
Some of these old-fashioned values. Well, I'm a chivalry guy. I still open doors. You know, the only bag I won't carry is your pocketbook. You know,
okay.
I refuse to let a woman. Yes, I refuse to let a woman carry anything in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I will not carry your pocketbook. That's it. Doesn't go with anything I wear. Put it like that.
2020, John. 2020.
No. 2020 is a TV show. Yeah, see, I tell my young guys, a pocketbook does not go with any type of fashion you wear, so don't carry it.
For sure.
It's not a fashion statement for you. So, yeah, opening doors to me, especially with COVID-19, hey, it also decreases the chances of germs being passed, if you think
mm-hmm.
about it.
True.
So, traditional values will keep you safe. You know, I'm very chivalrous. My mother knows
right.
when she cannot open. My mother cannot open a door in front of me.
Okay.
Well,
Mom
did a great job.
Thank you, Mom.
Right.
Thank you, Mom. Okay.
That's
all
right.
All right. MMS Sunshine Valerie, what you got for us?
Well, John hit it on the nail for me. Most definitely. I'm used to a gentleman and I like gentlemen, the ones that do open up the door, the ones that do initiate the conversation, calling instead of texting all the time. I mean, like, that is, like, the number one thing in 2020. Everybody is texting. There's so many rules for, you know, just inappropriate things now. There's nothing like having
mm-hmm.
a real personal conversation with somebody. You know, you get to mm-hmm. feel that conversation. You can kind of see if it's real or if it's fake. And don't get me wrong, people can say all sorts of things. But my discernment is so strong. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick up on that good. And guess what?
It makes it
feel more personal. You know what I'm saying? When you hold and talking to somebody. You know, we don't get
mm-hmm.
to hold hands because we really can't get out much. But, you know, like, again, I said once before, people are doing small datings and small little events and things like that. So it's not all gone. You know, it's not all gone. You can still meet people and still talk, but you want to do it and be careful and be safe while you're doing it. So,
of course.
So things like that mean a whole lot to me. And conversation is everything to me. I mean, it's golden. You get to learn a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of people.
Okay.
So
yes, you do.
So that's one of the traditional ways. you know, and then back in the day, you know, they used to come with those little lines that the girls like. You know what I'm saying? They say them little phrases and them little fans, and the girls like, I don't know what they're saying now. But, yeah, so that thing, those things make a lot of difference for me. I can keep the Texas.
Okay. Right. All right, we're going to call on Rudy Rules.
All right, well,
Rudy.
Rudy Rules.
Come on, Rudy.
Yeah. Well, my question is, my answer is let's say hypothetically, COVID-19 is not here. What I'm thinking as far as back in the day, the old-fashioned way, the one thing that I think is really different is that I remember way back in the day when you were, you know, you approached a young lady and you got the digits and you called and you arranged to, you know, go out and all this. But it was the hype, the feeling, the build up to that date. And so, I mean, then you had to make the plans and actually go.
Yeah.
You know, you went and you got your car, literally, you washed it and you had to be smelling right. You couldn't get no funky ride.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that. You know what I'm saying? And just, you went to the barber shop. You picked out a whole week, 7 days before, you picked out
right,
an outfit.
Right.
It was already crisp. You wouldn't dare wear that all week until it was time to go to that date. And then then that day you go there and the big hype of going through the door, doing all the chivalrous thing. Of course, I'm with Coach there. My mother was the same way. She would sit in the car and would not budge until you came around there and opened the door. And that was when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
You know, but these days it just seems like, you know, I may be out of the knowledge of how dating goes these days. But it's like you meet somewhere and we're gonna have meat and have coffee and whatnot. It just seems like just a totally different world. Now it's like not
program.
A lot of yeah. It's, you know, so let's meet at the coffee place and grab a coffee or something like that. It's just not the same build up and hoopla, and it's just not the same feeling to me.
And you talk,
I mean, it can
all
be.
Day
it can
night.
Be.
I can add to that for you. Even if you meet at the coffee shop, something I left out, I like to give flowers.
Exactly. I was about to get it
yeah.
too. Done with them flowers.
Yes.
Yes. Whether it's the first, second, third, fourth, fifth day, I like to give flowers because. You know,
awesome.
a man's supposed to make that woman feel special because she
is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what? I had a woman tell me when I gave flowers one time, told me, don't ever give me flowers again. I was like, why? And she said, because they die. Why waste my time? They die. I was like, wow.
Ill?
Okay.
Did she have a serious illness? That's the only time I've ever heard that in my lifetime.
Well, Rudy, I got the same response one day. I went by my friend's job to give her some flowers. She was just my friend. And she said, well, I don't like flowers. They die. So I called her nearest coworker and gave it to her. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, I like that.
Oh. So ungrateful.
No. You know what?
Yes.
But you know what? No, what I did in response to that next time, I was sarcastic. I went and bought some artificial flowers. I said, well, these don't die.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Out of spite.
Oh, my
God.
One knows.
Now, you know you're wrong.
No.
He
should have gave
her
some.
Kevin, don't say it, Coach.
He should have gave her some seeds in the dirt. And let her grow it.
Right. Give her a whole plant. Just give her a whole plant. Okay.
But Rudy, remember when you were just saying how you got yourself all together and all that good stuff? Do y'all ever
all
remember
week.
Role playing? Do you remember role playing? You'd be like,
in the
okay,
mirror.
Say this. I'm going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
And if he do,
oh, yeah.
And then I have that walk right there. I'm going to walk up to it like this. But
yes.
Another thing was, too, back in the day, we knew or we were introduced to the family, like the parents. You couldn't just come get the girl and take her nowhere. You had to know the mama and the daddy, if there was one. You had to meet those people and become, hey, let me check you out. Let me do a little investigation on you. And then you were able to go out. And then the date was even more exciting when they said yes.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I always feared when I met that young lady. I always feared when I met with that young lady who had a father and like four or five brothers. I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Right. Run.
Nah. You know, the biggest thing in my area was, what's your family name?
Yes.
That was the biggest thing in my area. Yes.
That's because I was looking it up.
That's true.
Background check on that family,
especially now.
But that is so true.
Yeah,
I can remember.
So
I can remember
about that.
I can remember this young lady I tried to date, and when I met her dad, and I told him who I was, he told me to get out of his yard. I told my mother later on in life about that incident. She said, "That's because he tried to date me, and I chose your daddy."
Oh wow.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Man, he was hating years later.
Oh, trust me, I got it. I laughed so hard. Oh my goodness. Yeah, man.
Well, you know, in thinking about this question, I brought it to a friend, you know, and we talked about it. One of the things we did was we talked. By the time you actually got to dating someone, you had spent so much time talking to them.
That's
you know,
right.
You might
That's
talk 4 or 5 hours a night, 6 hours a night.
Right.
Yes.
Every day, hiding under the table. Hiding under the table.
Yes.
Right.
So mom and dad couldn't hear you.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
all
When you talked about the flowers, for Mother's Day, I got a bouquet that read, "This is from your husband. He's there. He's up there, but he always gave you flowers, and we wanted to know the great things you did. We send these flowers," and that came from my godmother. And then yesterday, I opened the door, and my son had sent me flowers. He said, "Dad said you always had to have flowers on your birthday."
That's right. That
kind
That's
of,
right.
Those are the things you look for in a person. You know, FaceTiming. Tell me this, guys. Why is a person want to talk to you on here, but they don't want to FaceTime? That tells me something. You know, and a friend told me, said, "You are scared up until you FaceTime. The first thing you want to do is FaceTime because you want to make sure it's who you thought it was, because people play games now, you know, and they tell you everything and they have all this stuff. But when you say FaceTime, they'll leave. They're not going to go with the FaceTime. So that tells me something. You can't go by.
I mean, they
going to the FaceTime thing.
Uh-huh.
Going to the FaceTime thing. When in the past, when I tried to FaceTime or Google Duel or whatever you want to do, when I called, they were like, "Oh, I didn't answer because I don't look presentable." I'm like, "What?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So if I was with you, you wouldn't look presentable if we were together."
Right. Guys, we need to put our phone number up. For those who like to call in, if you want to share some information or you want to ask a question, feel free. Our number is 516-387-1381. Feel free to call us. Guys, we're getting ready to go to our commercial, and we'll see you in a minute.
Yes.
All right.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. Oh, what are you doing, Snuggle? No, out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discount for your next romantic getaway.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm here.
Hey, hey.
We're here. I want to take a moment to say a shout-out to Tanzania. Tanzania is where it should be pronounced. Sweden, Portugal, Germany, Scotland, the UK, Nigeria, and all our friends in the United States that are here listening with us tonight. We are excited that you have come along, and keep coming back. There'll always be something for you. There's always new things coming. We're going to tackle question number two. If your significant other, male or female, said, let's have a baby, and that person says, I don't want to be married, what would your thoughts be? How would you feel, and how would you respond? And why would they ask? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go there. It's too crazy. It's too crazy for me. We're gonna start with Coach Kevin. Come on, Coach Kevin. Teach us.
Okay. Well, I would have to look at her again and see what's her reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there are a lot of factors to having a child today. You know, you could think about child support, You could think about maybe her biological clock in her mind is ticking, you know. And you got to also ask yourself, do I even want a child, another child, if you already have children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to ask yourself, okay, where's all this coming from, you know. And I would have to really, really think about that one, because I personally would want my child, especially a newborn, under the same roof as myself.
Correct.
You know. And the question
and
didn't,
it's a
didn't say whether.
Commitment.
Yes. And the question didn't say whether, you know, you guys were living together or not, you know. And yes, I want my child under my roof, you know, because I want to love my child just as much as you want to love our child. You see. So, yeah, that would be a.
That would be a long conversation. Yeah, yeah. MMS Sunshine Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come in on that one? I think we got Coach Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm not too far behind him. I mean, like you guys say, it's such a big decision. Number one, to bring children into the world, especially as in a time such as this.
Most definitely.
It's not easy,
yeah.
You know, to say, hey, I want to have a baby, but I don't want to be married. I mean, this is the thing. You get to make that choice about marriage. But are you saying, kind of like Coach said, are we still in a relationship together? Do we live or we co-partner in this parentinghood? How does that really work? He comes to my house sometimes. He comes to your. That becomes too much for a child sometimes. It does.
Yes.
So we do have to be careful about what we're trying to introduce to a children nowadays. You know, what the perspective is. Kind of like what we were going back before, we were saying traditional. Even, you can't even necessarily go traditional. For years, people, they were married, they got in a relationship, they had children, they stayed in their relationship, and you see in 2000, now people have been in those relationships 30, 40 years because they've been conditioned to be in those relationships, and guess what they decided to do? Divorce. Only reason they were together is for their children. So that just shows me how serious it is to make a decision together to have children. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
It'd be different. And it's not an age factor. I mean, people have children at the age of 50, kind of like what Coach was saying about the time clock kicking. You know, we're scared that we don't have enough time or it'll be way too late. People are still having kids in their 50s. If your health is according, you can do it. You know, I just think you need the right mate. You just need the right mate.
Right.
Whoever understands what you're doing or is in agreeing with you and willing to go that extra mile and do it the way you guys decide as while you're sitting at that table making all those decisions, if it works for you, then you go for it. But also consider the child when you're making those decisions. And a lot of times we don't. We just get pregnant, we have babies, and we don't consider our situations, what's the long term, what society has to offer, the things that we're dealing with every day. So we have to be really, really careful about it. Regardless, if you want to be married or not, to me, that's not necessarily the biggest issue. The biggest issue, are you a team? Can you do this?
Yes.
You know, can you really do it? Because if you can't do it, then that shouldn't be an option on the table. Don't do it to yourself and
don't
do it to that child.
That's
I work with
right.
kids.
Because whether
people
recognize it or not, that child is going to be the one to pay the price for everything.
Yeah, they pay the price.
Most definitely.
Most
definitely.
They pay a big price. And that
they
also determines them and determines their future because they're riding on their memories and what they brought, how you brought them in the world, how you raised them in the world, and what you did during the time, and what they saw. And even what
and how you felt about their father and mother.
Yes, yes. And what really made you make these decisions. At some point, you're going to have to answer those questions, ask those questions, and you're going to have to answer those questions. You really are.
That's right. We're going to stop for a moment. We have a caller, and the last four numbers are 0176. Caller, are you there?
Hey, can y'all hear me? Yes.
Yes, we hear you now.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, my name is Hugh G. I'm from the motherland.
All right.
Hey.
Well,
hey, welcome.
Actually, I'm calling from my mama house. That's not important. But yeah, just got a comment.
Your mama house.
Probably talking for both the guys here now. If the woman is really good looking, if she's really good looking, if you don't have any kids like me, I'm just gonna put it online, and if she asks me, I'm gonna take that chance. I mean, I'm talking for most guys here.
Wow.
Just because we think that way, because we're trying to get with these girls and all that kind of stuff. And if a fine lady comes up to me and asks me to have her kids, I'm gonna do
it.
I'm just keeping it real.
You're kidding.
Hey. And I get it.
Very correct.
And that's your choice.
I want to know if the fellas feel the same way.
Tell them, fellas.
Actually,
how you feel?
Actually, no.
What are your thoughts, guys?
Actually, no. It's
Let me
go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Rudy.
See, I guess to me this. Especially in these times, if we're relating it to what the current times and the way this world is, to me, there's already enough craziness going on. It's like all this craziness just circling around us. Even in the midst of you trying to be in the nucleus of calmness, you can't help but be in the middle of all this craziness. And to invite that to me would just bring on so much drama and craziness. More so than I don't care how fine me. I don't care how fine she is. That's such a high level drama for me. My piece is so much worth more than that. So it'd be a big old hard pass for me. I mean, I could do it.
What's up, coach?
Well, all right, coach.
If she's good looking, she's good looking. But how's her mind? How much do you know about her?
How's her spirit? Right. How's her soul?
How's her spirit? Exactly. How's her soul?
All
the, yes. Beauty is not everything.
What's her intention? What's her intention?
And that goes back to what I said earlier.
Yeah.
What are her intentions? What's the motive behind this? You know?
Right.
No. And beauty is one thing, but
also part of
brain,
the question for me would be if we're supposed to be in a relationship, if we're saying we're in a relationship, but you don't want to get married, what does that say about your feelings as far as me? I need some clarification there myself.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
You say you don't want to get married, but you want to have children. You know.
Yeah, but
interesting.
Like he said if the woman approached him, how much does he know about her? Has she been watching him, isolating him? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you, caller. That was we enjoyed
thank
that
you, caller.
Comment.
And I hope
thank
you
so
listen.
Much.
Thank you for your comment.
Yeah.
Because hey, she could be a serial killer just trying to have a baby. Come on now.
Rudy Roo,
Go ahead,
the name is Queen Mother, but there's another person within her that's a teacher. And
that's right.
This drove me crazy because everything in me wanted to know, what are you doing to these children? I get those children. I know what you've done to them.
Right.
And it's nothing nice. You've broken their spirits. You don't know how to not talk about that other parent. Please, people, whatever you do, do not talk about the other parent to that child. Don't do that.
That's
don't hurt them like
that's
that.
Right.
You
that's
know,
right.
I mean, it takes so much, but all I can think of is, what are you doing to that child? He's the one that's got to carry
down.
Your decisions are.
You know.
Mother, calm down, calm down,
Queen,
mother. You're great, sir. We don't have enough time. Queen Mother. That's a whole
you
other
show. You make a great point. Queen Mother, she makes a great point, though. You know,
yes.
my dad left my mom, and I was at a very early age. But my mother told me in my 20s, she said, I wasn't going to tell y'all anything negative because I don't want y'all to grow up with hate in your heart.
That's right.
Yeah. And besides, you're producing a new person. And the thing that we talked about that for a minute, these children are born so smart, you got to come. You got to have something because they're already smarter than you are when they come here.
Right.
Already smarter than you are.
Regardless of how smart they are, they watch what you do and what you say.
They do.
Everything you do and say. They know.
Okay.
And the thing that's really interesting with these new children, they understand what you say.
Yes.
They understand exactly what your words are. If you think you're getting around them knowing what you're saying, then you got an issue because they know what you're saying. They get the emphasis from your voice, from your posture. They know already at 1 and 2 years old just what time it is.
It's almost a norm for many children to not have a two-parent household. But if you look at the overall, numbers as far as the number where children are confused, there's such a levels of confusion are just so high, confusion and anger, and you know our young men just tend to be angry and either misguided or not enough guidance, and so that's why I was sent to purposefully bring a child into this world in that way.
Exactly.
It's just so much going on. To do it purposefully is too much. Now, of course, I've done it. I have a child, and I wasn't married, and that was part of my past. But I didn't plan that. I mean, to plan that confusion, that's just too much.
Yeah, well. You know, it and again, the child is going to be the one to suffer the most.
Exactly.
Because you two made
right.
a choice. You made a decision. That child did make that decision. But they're going to pay for it all their lives.
And trust me, my child will watch everything you do. You know, I'm a high school coach, and a lot of my boys tell me things that, you know, what their dad did. And then I have a cousin that's older than me, and he says things about his dad, which I know are not true. And I'm like, you know, so everybody's watching. Kids watch everything.
Yes, everything.
You know, everything.
Everything.
And what you put into that child?
Everything.
What you put into that child could last that child a lifetime, and
that's
it could
right.
be good or bad. And you got to make a choice on which one you want your child to have. But I'm going to change the subject for a second because I want to allow Queen Mama to read this one. We have a message from James and Colby, and they're 9 members from Del Mar, Iowa. It says, hello, everybody. We just want to say a happy late birthday to Pamela Baxter, as you all call her Mama Pam. Happy birthday, lady. Love you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much, James and Kobe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You all keep getting me here. Just keep on.
We're grateful for you. We're grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you all, too. Thank you, everybody, so much. So much.
That's right.
Now, we have, there were a couple of people that had talked about, you know, the questions and messages and stuff. You know, everybody is different, and we understand that. You know, we understand that each and every one of us is a different person, and we're going to have different thoughts and feelings about things, and we respect that. You know, we're learning just as you're learning. And that's the whole idea of our podcast, that you learn and we learn from you. So thank you for the happy birthdays. Guys, we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you again, everybody. I love you.
You all come back.
And,
come back now.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on back. Back.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, it, and that is what we say in Texas.
When we ask for la cerveza, we want to start a fiesta.
Ready, the beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today.
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
Everybody. Hi,
welcome
we're
back.
Here. I want to stop and say we know that my favorite place to go is to the Sybaris. We just know this. I talk about it enough. If you get the chance and we talk about people and special things, this is when you know somebody's special. When they make you plans to stay at the Sybaris, you know, there might be a keeper. And I'll go, excuse me. And of course, obviously, you know, you're always in our thoughts, and we all want to be there all the time. Thank you for being here. Montana, I got so many people talking about coming out there after we talked about it on here. And all they can say is great things, and they can't wait to get back. So that is where we are. Now, our question that has been going around from you out there, our listeners, here it is, guys. Oh, how much of a commitment are you willing to give without being married? I guess we're going to start with Coach Kevin.
How much of a commitment am I willing to give without being married?
Yeah.
Since I'm a mechanic and a cook, I'll fix your car and cook for you if I'm not going to be married to you.
Okay.
Now, I mean, how much further can I really go? If I'm not married to you, I'm not going to sit there and try to support you financially because you have your place, I have mine, you know, and you didn't get your place thinking that somebody was going to help you with that. So, you know, yeah, I'm a mechanic. I'll fix your car. If you got an issue in your house, plumbing, electrical, I'll do all that for you. You know, but that's about as far as I can go as far as my commitment. You know, if we're in a relationship, yeah, I'll love you, but you can't ask me to go above and beyond that. You know, in some cases it does happen, but, you know, I got
to
be reasonable.
I think we should have added to that question. Coach Kevin, we should have added to that question. You know, what are the reasons that people are not willing to be committed? You know, why is it that, you know, you have somebody and they're wondering how far you're going to go when they don't want a commitment? Too many people now don't want it.
Okay, then I can answer that with this. You know, you can show, okay, from a man's perspective, you can show a woman everything that she needs to see in a man that she wouldn't have a problem being committed to because of what he does, how he carries himself, how he likes to provide for himself, and, you know, he's attentive to your needs, you know. But that scares a lot of people because, you know, it's the uncertainty in their own mind. You're doing everything possible to show this person, but yet, you know, they can't see it or they just don't want to see it.
That's true. We have MMS Sunshine Valerie. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think that everybody is not built to be married, number one. So if someone says they want to be in a relationship, you know, nowadays there are types of relationship. You know, everybody, like, there's types of love, people. I don't know what those types of loves are. I thought it was only one love. So I see people have that same situation going on with relationship. You know, it's a type of relationship. It's a sexual relationship. It's a friendship relationship. This is how far we would go in this relationship. Now, if those are the titles that you guys agree on, then those are your titles. You can't get mad if that other person finds somebody that they really want more in a relationship. A lot of people want more in a relationship. They're just not willing to give more to a relationship. And then there's so many people that want love and want somebody to be there and be by their side. You know, they want that team player. So you have to just remember, if you want a relationship, that's exactly what it is. It's a relationship.
Right.
If you don't want that, then you can't even give it a title. You know what I'm saying? You can't give it a title.
Yeah.
You can't get upset about it. You can't get upset about it. You can't. So why people don't want relationship can be numerous reasons why they don't want a relationship. I'm not here to judge why you don't want a relationship or why you do not want to get married. It's very personal. That's a personal question, you know, why you don't. And that's not for me to say, but in that even in that, there's so many people, even after you get in a relationship, you start liking a person, you start enjoying their company, being around them, doing things with them, that's when relationships start. So in that, and when you walk in that tightrope, you have to realize either it's getting too close and I have to end this, or you remind them. Again, you know, I'm always somebody going back to the round table. I'm not looking for no relationship. So if you're not, then we need to go our separate ways because this won't work. You want more than I have to offer you. Honesty is everything. Everything.
Now, we say that every week. We say that every week. It is the most important thing.
It is. And you have to make a decision. Decision. People don't want to make decisions. They want to make assumptions. Those assumptions don't work. It hurts way too many people. Way too many people.
True. Okay,
so you
Rudy Roo. You got to understand that from the get-go. Rudy Roo, what do you got for us? Hello?
Rudy, are you there?
Yes, we're talking to you. Hello.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. Hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I understand what Valerie was coming from because, you know, some people, they're satisfied with an entanglement. You know, they're all right with that.
Yeah.
You know.
New words.
I can't stand that word.
New word.
I think.
It's
here, and I think it's here to stay. For some people,
I can't
but
that word.
I think for me, as far as now, based on the actual wording of the question, how much commitment am I willing to give and whatnot? For one, it gets down to, I know it's been said in plenty of other podcasts before, but I think it bears to be restated. It's just communication, communication from day one. From day one, as far as understanding where a person is coming from and to see if you're on the same page and are you guys on the same path and whatnot. And so my level of commitment is going to mirror your shown commitment. And so that's really going to dictate how much commitment I'm putting into it. So if you all in, I'm going to be all in, or at least we're going in that direction. But,
right.
You know, if it appears that we're on two different paths or whatnot, then, like Valerie said, it's just not going to work. So, again, get back down to, we sit down at that round table, put all these cards on the table and then discuss, you know, how far are we going to go with this? How far do you want to go with this? How far don't you want to go?
Right.
And go from there.
And guess what? It's okay if it don't work. It's okay.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I in thinking about this question when we were going over it, and everybody is different. I keep coming back to that. And when you go into a relationship with somebody, you got to ask the question first: how far and what is you're looking for? Are you looking for somebody for now? Are you looking for somebody that's a forever that you could grow with? Is marriage off or on the table for you? You know, if you ask the question, you're honest from the get-go, then you know what to expect and you know how far to go. If a person says, I don't want to be married anymore, and you want to be married, then you keep moving. You can't change that person. And if you do, you're going to have extra problems, I promise you.
You can only appreciate a person who will say that to you. You can only appreciate that if a person says that to you. You know what? I'd have been down this road, and I just decided it's not for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least I know
then
that.
I know.
It saves me from a whole lot of heartache.
Yeah, true.
And guess what? Stop wasting time, too.
Right.
And money.
A lot of time.
You got to do the homework up front to know what is it this person's looking for. Because you know what you're looking for. You know what you would like to have. But when you bring someone else into that, you better start off from day one learning what is it they're looking for, their perception of a relationship, what do they think about marriage, you know. These are questions that should be asked all the time. Then, again, okay. Valerie said it, you said it, let's not waste each other's time. Here's what I'm looking for. This is what I want.
All right.
Are you looking at that? And if you're not, then bye. It's okay.
And you know, periodically you might need to get take a pause for the cause and get an update on that.
Right.
You know,
that's
right.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, what that person might have said to you 6 months ago, now it might be like, their minds are, their perception is totally different. You know, so.
And so actions
also show that too. So again, gets down to continual communication. It's a must.
Okay.
You gotta be.
Hey, on a different note, I wanna go into this question that this gentleman has from Nigeria. And this is gonna be for Mama Pam and Valerie. Sunshine.
Yeah.
Kintembe from Nigeria. Hello,
wow.
United
you
States
got
and
that
family.
In there,
I am from Nigeria, and I am a single man. I want to know if women in the USA like men from Africa. We are good men and just want a good woman. Okay, bye-bye. I think that Mama Pam and Mocha Sunshine should answer that one.
MMS Sunshine Valor, you want to start that one?
Of course we love men from Africa. Of course we do. That's the motherland. Of course we do. The problem is, sometimes I don't run across a lot of men from, you know, Africa or, and so you don't get a chance to meet them to see how good of a man they are. Now, not that I don't know any, and he's right, they are good. And they have some that's bad too. But it's not about that. It's about who you connect and who you meet and what's good for you, whether they're from your own country or from somewhere else. You just have to be able to connect and reach out and be able to find out what each other want in life and, you know, and kind of move in that direction, taking your time, being honest up front, saying what you want in a relationship. I would love to move to Africa. Love to move to Africa. That's on my table. So... that's what they say, my bucket list. That is most
your
definitely something on my bucket list. Yes, so I just say,
okay.
Hey, we love. We are not confused about African men. We do believe that they are good men. I think there has been some great traditions that came along with our upbringing, that a lot of things that we don't even know as American, African American. So, then we also heard some other things. So the only way to really know what that's like or what the situation will come is just become part of it, you know, reaching out, talking to women, being open, you know, to, you know, adventure out and do whatever you feel comfortable with. So you guys just have to open up to us, too, as U.S. women.
You know, I think, and you hit on it, that we don't know as much about you as you might think we do, but you have different customs. And for many African-American women here, those customs are a little scary to us. You know, you all don't let us know how you feel. We get that from other places, you know, and other people. And when we hear it, we're like, no, you're not going to make us slaves, are you? You know,
right.
You're not going to expect us to walk 6 feet behind you, are you? You know, these are the kind of things that we hear all the time. And
right.
When you date one, you do notice that they have a lot of different customs and ideas than we're used to. And so that is a little of a... turn off in a way, because we have lived in this country all our lives and we are accustomed to certain things. And when we learn about the African man, they usually, you're hearing that they want you to be a lot more submissive than we're used to. You know, and they want that from the day one. I know that personally. That submissiveness they want early on before marriage even. And we're not used to that kind of thing. And submissive comes to us through religion and marriage. And when we hear that word, it has to do with marriage for us. And it's who the person is and how he treats you and how he sees things. And so very often we don't know that about African men. We only know what we hear. So do we love you? Of course we love you. You know, that's not it. That is not it. What it is you all don't show us the things about you. All we know is 90% of the time is what we hear. And so maybe
you know, I had a friend in North Carolina. He was from Africa and his wife was from America. And he kept asking me, what is wrong with her? And I asked him one question. I said, did you combine your culture and hers and y'all come to a compromise? And he said, no. I said, start there.
Because really what education. That does when I, go on.
I was saying education is everything.
Of course. And when I dated this, he was here from Nigeria, I believe, and he was here going to school, medical school. And we were always having these conversations, and it always led to, you have to understand, we've lived here all our lives. And we, you know, we don't do things that way. Are you willing to compromise? And, you know, and he said, well, you know, we could get married, but we have to go to Africa. And we have to live in Africa, you know what I'm saying? You're not offering a choice. You're saying this is what has to happen.
Yes.
And I said, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. You know, you want me to leave my family, my children, everybody, friends, to go to your country. And it's not like at that time, actually, there were so many restrictions, most of us didn't go. And I said, can you understand and live with that? And he was very adamant, and we must go back. I came here to go to school to be a doctor to go back and help my people. I could understand that. I thought that was wonderful. But could you understand I can't just leave everything and everybody without knowing?
Right.
You know, without having any idea of what your life is like and what you really want. Because you believe, and most of us do, that if we went there, it would change. You know, you would be accustomed to how your life is, and you would expect me to be accustomed to it, too. And I think that's one of the things that most women think about when it comes to dating African Americans.
But
you know what, too? Women across the board don't mind the word submission. It's just how it's been introduced and produced over generations and decades after decades. So nobody minds submission if we have a reason to submit.
And the person that you're submitting to.
Right, exactly. That makes a big difference. You know, submission is not controlling. You know, we're not controlled. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Submission could be gentle. It could be numerous of things. And that you have heard that over the years about African men, you know, wanting us to be submissive, but it's been more of controlling. I do believe that they're just as loving and caring, but the submission doesn't have anything just to do with African men. It's also with American men. You know, some people just want to be in control, want to have the last word. And then you talk about us African American women are not submissive. We are submissive, but we just don't submit to anything. We are submissive.
When you get married, you're both submitting to each other. So That word shouldn't
you
even be a first thought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, I think that word submissive has been twisted into such
yes,
a negative
has.
Connotative, a negative connotative
right.
way. Even
like
within American people, as soon as you hear the word submissive, your guard automatically goes
yes.
up. And it's like
yes.
it's like
yes.
that means you're lesser than someone else, or you're being demeaned because you're saying you're supposed to be submissive. And the true honesty of the meaning of that word is like what was just stated is that what Coach just said, you're both actually being submissive to certain levels to each other. But that
right.
word submissive, I mean, even
yeah.
in the marriage vows, it's become such a scary word or term that oftentimes individuals won't even take that out of the wedding vows because that's a scary. It's a terrifying word.
Yeah, they're taking those words out of the vows now. I mean, as much
Whoa.
As you probably even heard him say that at the marriage when you. Women are saying, I don't want that word in there. But the thing is, it's what you characterize that word as. You know what I'm saying? I would
Correct.
Hate to be marrying somebody that I know I'm getting ready to get married, and you say submit, and this is not a man I want to submit to, then you got a problem already. You standing up there getting ready to get married to somebody you don't even want to submit to anyway. You don't want whether it's equally submission or not. That's a big mistake.
The listener that presented the question said many of us do not behave this way. We treat our women like a queen, but we are very sure of ourselves and our family way. That is all. Thank
right.
you for taking time for my questions. Hey, good response, man. I'm glad you're like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're like
we
that.
We understand
yes.
that. You know, it's
yes.
Thank you so much. We
yes,
have a...
That.
We have a question, and it's, we had several of them left. Just a moment, guys. Sorry about that. Okay, here's one of the questions. We were talking about how people start off in a relationship, and then things start, they start calling, they stop every day, they stop saying, I love you, they stop doing the work it takes to keep a relationship. Everything they've been doing all along suddenly changes. What do you all think that means? I know what it means.
I think you should go back to the round table. Then you're going to know exactly what it means.
Okay.
Exactly.
He's telling you
exactly.
They're telling you something. You're just not listening.
Right. Right.
Time for that
exactly.
update. Time for
right.
that update
exactly.
I mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to get it up. We are almost out of our time, but I want to start with our friend Nelson. I want to end with it. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. You will be in our prayers and our love always. You found your way there, and we're going to keep you there.
Yes.
So,
also, Mama Pam,
yes,
remember
please.
Nelson also said he had a supporting friend since the last time he was
oh,
on,
yeah.
who was
yeah.
coming
awesome.
To help support him, and she was
awesome.
Listening too.
Awesome.
So
yes.
hopefully they both enjoyed it.
Welcome.
They both enjoyed it. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to let Coach...
We're glad you're there for him.
Yes.
This is Coach Kevin signing off, saying thank everybody for listening. Great questions tonight. Good response from the team. And we're very happy that everybody has a support system around them. And I really like the question from Kentembe. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're doing everything right. And Nelson, you stay strong, man. Love you guys.
All right.
See you in 2 weeks.
MMS Sunshine.
Hey, everyone. I just want to say it was a great night. Great questions, great answers. We hope that you can take some of this back with you and apply it in your daily life, that it works well for you. We're always here. You can always inbox us.
course, you know, we have plenty of love to share along the way. Again, we want to say happy birthday, Mama Pam. Thank you, Booty, for coming on board. Callie,
thank you.
Eliza, we miss you today. Coach,
yes, we
John
do.
On point. And to all our producers and our great people that support us, all our, you know, just everybody, our sponsors and everybody. We just want to say thank you, and all our members and non-members and everyone that listens here and international. We have become international, and we're so excited about that. We will keep bringing it and bringing it and bringing it. Keep sending us questions, and we'll keep giving you answers. But like, again, we're not counselors. We don't have all the answers, but we can give you things and feedback.
And we're good
heart.
At research.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we are so excited.
Rudy.
We just want to say
yes.
I love you.
All right. Rudy Rue.
Well, I want to say thank you to all the listeners that their time, because we know time is precious, and hopefully
yes.
You did get a tidbit here and there that was thought-provoking for your mind and heart, and we thoroughly appreciate you. We do this podcast because of you, and because of you, we're here. Without you, we're not here, and so we hope
right.
you will come back
right.
to us. Submit those thoughts and questions to us so that we can have more provoking, thought-provoking conversations and address what's on your mind. And we love you, and we look forward to being with you next time. Peace. God bless.
Well, I'm going to close out. I want to thank everybody for the wonderful birthday wishes and thoughts and caring. We're here. When you ask questions, and usually our questions come up, we research because we want to be able to give you the best of us that we can. We hope that you keep coming back. Know that MMS is a wonderful place. And, you know, come on board, those who are here. We love you. We want you to truly, you know, come along, join us. It is a family thing, and there's some awesome people. And I give you wishes of love always. May your day, may your week, until we come again, God bless you. Blessings always. Love. Bye.
Love.
Good night.
Blessings. See y'all next week.
Love. Blessings. Yeah.
Good night, everybody. Across the world.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah. We are across the world.
Hey, Cooper, what's up, my buddy? Where you sleep? Where you sleep, boy?